Neil.
Hello, Ben.
Congratulations on... I know you class the Trafford win as silverware, so I'm going to say congratulations on another piece of silverware.
Just said that to the lads in there, Ben. You know, since the squad were put together, second in the league before COVID struck, should have got promoted. Manchester Cup win, FA Cup first round, and now a piece of another trophy today. And I just said to the lads that, you know, don't get bored of winning trophies because, you know, you don't win a lot in your career unless you're extremely, extremely lucky, and you've got to enjoy that. And I just said, this is a catapult now, and you should have that in your mindset. You know, Potsy, how good did that feel when you lift the trophy? And you got a hungry dressing room in there that want to go from strength to strength. And I thought today Enfield played the part in a really entertaining game, but I thought at times my side were unplayable. You know, in the first half, I think some of the things that we did was outrageous, to be honest, and I was really happy with it.
Yeah, I described it as, I did a Partridge and described it as liquid football. I don't actually know what that means, but it feels an appropriate phrase to describe some of that link-up play. And it was both flanks, wasn't it? Down the right and down the left.
You know, nothing against Regan Linney. You know, he struggled pre-season. You know, people have dips in form. They absolutely do. And Regan is an exceptional player. But I just thought we needed a little bit different today. We went with Trey and Finn. Trey was great on Tuesday night at Darwin. And, you know, for his confidence, he needed to start again. Finn was missing, so he played 90, got the man of the match performance. But two of them, you know, they were electric. The link-up play as well with Charlie Ennis and Cedric at the top. You know, Adam Dodd going down one side, Donald's going down the other, until he unfortunately broke his finger, which is not great. But I just thought some of the passages of play were brilliant. And when you know, as a manager, it's hard as a supporter because you don't see it. But when you work on it in training and then it comes off in the game situation, it gives you so much joy and encouragement. And you know, each training session we work really hard. And, you know, you've seen over the last three games, Bolton, Darwin, and today in particular, it's coming to fruition.
So it was two goals, essentially, from the byline, wasn't it, really? I mean,
yeah.
And it looks simple, but it's
yeah, and it's what we like our 7-11 to do. So from both bylines, we drive inside, we encourage fullbacks to go on the outside, and we link up with 10, and then obviously Cedric did the rest. But it was, you know, really impressive. And, you know, some of the patterns were great. And listen, I play a different style of football than every other manager I know I do, but it's hard to play against when it comes off. And today, like the management said, it certainly came off for us.
And then there's the Jordan Simpson ball to find Cedric, a different goal to the other two.
I mean, Simpson's got that range of passing, hasn't he? You know, we're doing a lot of work with Jordan now, and he's on the other side of his game. You know, tenacity and recovery runs, but, you know, ball at his feet, he reminds me of Griffiths. You know, he's got that range of passing. I want him to strike the ball more, I want him to shoot more. I don't want him just to be like a kind of quarterback centre midfielder that picks passes out. That's his challenge. However, 75 minutes, he was disappointed to come off today, but, you know, his pod showed us that he'd hit the wall, so it was time to sacrifice him. But, you know, him and Potsy are striking up a good relationship now. You know, we've got Donners who can go back in there. But I look at Aaron Morris, you know, he's comfortable at centre-half, he's comfortable at right-back, you know, big season for him. But, you know, it's hard to pay superlative to anybody because the group's fantastic, you know, they really are, and, you know, I want to just congratulate him.
You've created a problem for yourself, though. I'm imagining ahead of the Warrington match, you're going to be like some kind of panicking Crystal Maze contestant trying to work out where all the shapes can fit, because you've got a competitive squad here now, haven't you?
And I said to the lads, you know, when we reported it, you know, end of June, I said, whatever you do, come 14th of August, make sure that you're at the front of my mindset. And if you don't come and knock on my door. You know, and everyone's picking up the performance levels. But as a manager, you know, it's a problem that you want to have, you know, because I look now, is it Linney? Is it Sinclair Smith? Is it Ennis? Is it Pemberton? You know, is it Donoghue, Potts or Simpson midfield? I've got options everywhere, you know, and then having Curtis Jones back today at centre-half, you know, I've got Lavacum, I've got an array of goalkeepers in behind it. So, you know, Joe White's got to come back from injury yet to rival Dodd. So we have got a really good squad, but I think you see with them, they're a tight-knit squad, and there's a lot of games this season coming up. Not just the league games, but the cup games, European games, you know, the FA Cup games. So people are going to get minutes, and we're going to have to utilise our squad. It's not big. You know, it's not big. I think we're 19, but, you know, I'm hell-bent on giving academy lads a chance as well. I thought young Jack, 12 minutes today, put his foot in, got one in his nose, but didn't faze him. And I just wanted him in around it. You know, I want the other academy lads to think I can get in this first team side or squad.
Just to throw another one in there for you, Jones can play centre midfield, of course, like he did against Warrington.
He did it against Nantwich as well. You know, the whole midfield. So, listen, it's competitive. The dressing room's great. You know, there's a really good atmosphere around the place at the minute. So, you know, we'll just look forward to Macclesfield now on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, congratulations on today's result and a great week, really. Also congratulations on your appointment this week. That's big news.
Yeah, he's in the background. It's been going on for the last couple of months. I'm going to thank everyone who's, you know, put the faith in me. It's not been an easy decision. Although people think it is a step away from headship, but like I said to anybody, the minute I stepped foot in this ground, it had full-time football all over it for me. And there's a lot of work to do behind the scenes. There's a lot of growth with our academy. If I look at the education programme, you know, can we generate a women's academy moving forward? Can we move the first team to a hybrid model where we might be three times a week? So lots of work to do. I'm looking forward to, you know, joining Paul Smith on that level and working together and, you know, the appointment of the commercial manager. But there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and I'm just hoping that I can add quality to it. And I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
There's loads of questions I could ask you about the future vision of the academy and stuff like that, but I want you to enjoy the remainder. Yeah. I mean, we can have these chats.
I've got a lot of ideas. I've come in here to make a difference, you know. And like I said, I thank everyone for giving me the opportunity. And I work hard. I always have done. You know, I'll never be away from the place now. Whether or not I'm working with local schools or education programs or watching the academy or even taking the academy. So, you know, I want to build on the work that we've already done and try and get this club to the next level. And, you know, that's the hope and that's the dream.